Adios, amigo.
Listen, stranger. Did you get the idea? We don't like to see bad boys like you in town. Go get your mule. You let him get away from you?
You see, that's what I want to talk to you about. He's feeling real bad.
Huh?
My mule. You see, he got all riled up when you went and fired those shots at his feet.
Hey, you making some kind of joke?
No. You see, I understand you men were just playing around, but the mule, he just doesn't get it. Of course, if you were to all apologize... I don't think it's nice you laughing. You see, my mule don't like people laughing. It's the crazy idea you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize like I know you're going to, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
This is Damion.
And this is Douglas.
Yep, so that's all I have to say today, I guess.
Oh, so the podcast is over. Well, it was great.
How are you guys doing?
I heard that Maradona might stay on for 4 more years. I was in a shitty mood all day today.
Really? Maradona don't get fired yet?
No.
What is wrong with
Brazilians got it right. They told Dunga to go jump off a large cliff. Apparently the Argentinians thought otherwise. They want a glorified cheerleader as our coach.
A glorified, really short cheerleader.
Really fat, really ugly cheerleader.
Really.
That goes around kissing all the other members of the team.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
It's kind of gay. It is.
Well, I guess with that, we can move into what we watch this week.
Okay.
So, Damien, what did you watch this week?
Why is that?
All right, can I go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, Douglas.
You're going to hate me because guess what? I watched one thing this week.
You want to make sure no one takes it, is that?
No, I know you guys have both watched it.
Oh, okay.
What would you take from me?
What?
I'm not
used to it. Right.
Anyway.
Never mind.
Yeah. I watched JCVD.
Okay.
And that movie was awesome.
More awesome than it deserved to be.
Yes.
The question is, would it have been more awesome if it was Steven Seagal?
No.
Well, it no. would. No, no, no. Stop. It would be if he promised to cut off his ponytail.
No. You see, because Van Damme, as much shit that people talk about him, he had good movies. Everyone loves Bloodsport.
You know, I've never watched that movie.
Something is wrong. Were you born anywhere near the 80s? Everyone seen that movie.
I've seen JCVD, but I haven't seen him.
And Van Damme could always fight, even in shitty movies. They always found some way to remind you that this dude can fight. Seagal, no. He has never made a good movie and can't fight. He's been overweight for his entire acting career. And he can't, I mean, there's no positive anything to say about Seagal. So, you know, seeing Van Damme in a good movie, it's like, yeah, it's about time. He deserves one.
And guess what? He gets to be in Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
That's awesome.
I mean, if he comes out against Wall-E 2.
I figure
a better movie. Oh, so good.
But yeah, that was it. That was all.
You don't know how much I love that opening sequence in that movie.
Yeah, that's really
with
good.
The music running and
that long tracking shot.
Fights, the long fight scene for the movie. Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Single take. That's impressive. So that's it. Like literally nothing.
Like
else.
Nothing
no
else.
TV. No. Nothing.
I mean, I could say that I've been catching up on Mad Men, but we talked about that already. It's a really scary TV show. You know, you watch.
I like it.
You watch pregnant ladies drink and smoke, and you watch guys say some really horrible things.
How life should have been.
Oh my goodness.
How life should have been. So that he could have.
No, yeah. If they could transport the technology I have now back into that time, without a lot of the racism. It's racism.
You'd be a bartender.
Although, pretty much, it's just as racist now, people just pretend.
Yeah. I just like to say right now, though, I've realized going down from red stripe bowl to regular red stripe is just kind of sad, you know, it makes it taste precious. After what reading. Anyways, Damien, what did you watch?
Oh, so it's just as shitty or not as shitty? Not as shitty.
It's as right? A guy going down from this to light. You know, it's
I have no idea what
to
talk
about. But you can imagine. Imagine orange juice.
Orange juice light.
Imagine orange juice and someone had poured half a glass of water in your
orange shitty oranges. So what is bold?
Bold is like orange
juice. Orange juice on crack.
anyways,
wow, you guys.
Orange juice with vodka in it.
So, for some
real drink. For a real man.
I was going through and I saw Squid and the Whale. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Eisenberg is in this movie. That's the reason I started watching the movie.
Is he in that movie?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is. He's a son.
I keep forgetting.
I started watching. I didn't remember anything about this movie. But good, I remember very little about that movie, except that for the fact that, like the stars, I remembered most of the stars. I mean, it's Eisenberg in it, and he was, so I started watching it. I remember why I hate that movie. I don't know if, I live in Jamaica, that's pretty obvious to everyone here in the room. Never spent any extended time in the States. I don't know how their social circles work. All I know is through proxy from movies.
I think I've heard that if you're white, you're okay.
Alright. But, Noah Baumbach paints one of the most horrific pictures of what it must be like to live over there. It is... I mean, if families are like this, I'm hoping he didn't grow up in a situation like this. Because it's just drab and depressing all the time, and I mean parenting is set to zero. I mean the children do what they want, the parents are barely parents, they're like large children. It's just, and people say and do things that I've never encountered in a million years. And after I saw the movie, I'm like, didn't this dude do Greenberg? And I went and I watched Greenberg, which is essentially Squid and the Whale 2. If Eisenberg's character grew up, Greenberg is the movie that would have come out of it.
I watched Greenberg this week and I'm not a fan of it. I didn't like it at all. However, I have fond memories of Squid and the Whale. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it, so I don't really remember what you're saying about Eisenberg growing up. But I do remember the depressing humor and... I kind of liked it in Squid and the Whale, but
a lot
Greenberg,
of it I didn't find.
No.
It reminds me of.
There was another thing I watched. This
remember
week.
Smart People?
Okay. Well,
the movie Smart People that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie at all. Yeah.
Squid and the Whale is that movie.
No, but
I like is
Smart
that. No.
Fuck you.
No, sir. They're just obnoxious assholes.
Like
and that's
whale.
Squid and the Whale, that's all four characters. That's essentially what they are. The parents are supposedly smart. They're PhD. And they're obnoxious. The children are obnoxious. There's no parenting being done anywhere in this movie. It's true for Squid and the Whale. It's true for Smart People. And Greenberg, thank God, is just one person that you have to put up
no
with
children.
The smugness. And no children. But it's just... It just paints this depressing picture of what hope very few people lives are like over there. I've never met any Jamaican like that, and thank God for I think it's the sun. I think the sun prevents us. All the sunlight that we get is preventing us from being that depressing. I don't know, but I'm not a fan. I really hope I don't meet any people like that, because it would swiftly go to punch in the face direction. They're so smug and they're so such huge assholes. But, I mean, it helped me get over my depression of the Maradona news. It's really depressed. I saw Killers.
To get over the depression,
to get me over the depression, I saw Killers. And that movie is terrible. Absolutely.
Why do you say that with a smile?
No,
on your
because
face?
It is. My sister said that the Katherine Heigl girl left Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that she did.
Because she said she wanted to do good movies and that the show was headed in the wrong direction.
She left because of fired her.
She
left because she did Knocked Up.
No, she exactly. Every time I see her face on anything, I can deem that movie terrible.
After the ugly
instantly.
Truth, I'm with you.
Yeah. Instant. I mean, yeah. She did. The only thing I know her from that is good is Knocked Up.
I'll actually give her with a mediocre rating for 27 Dresses.
Absolutely not.
That's true. That
it's
movie was
bad.
Horrible.
Maybe for you guys. Not even my sisters like that movie.
Listen,
they like shitty movies.
There was Benny and
the Killers.
That's all I need.
I mean. It had a chance to do what Mr. and Mrs. Smith did, right?
Why would you say that Killers had a chance to do what
right.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is doing? Would you say
no,
that because it's the same movie?
Yeah, pretty much. But
I mean,
but so in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it took 50 minutes for them to kill a person, right? They killed one person in 50 minutes. And then they started the action section of the movie. That was great because they decided, you know what? All this setup and nonsense is on. We've gone through that. Let's just go to them shooting people. The Killers, 50 minutes in, the dude killed one person. One. And I said, all right, clearly now the action is going to pick up. And whoever the director is said, hold on. How about we have these two lunatics talk to each other for another 40 minutes and kill like 3 more people. Like this movie should be sued for slander. Slander in the name of Killers.
Slander.
Right? For misrepresentation.
Would you be liable?
No, suing them for slander in the name of Killers. Killers kill people. And a lot of people. These guys never kill anybody.
I think libel is written under slander.
I'm just checking.
Misrepresentation,
really
false advertising. This movie's, I mean, it's just so. It's so mediocre. it's like no one saw the movie. And whoever edited this movie, I'm hoping that they never work again. Like, honestly, because you can tell me that all you could get into this hour and a half is like 3 fight scenes. That is poor on every level. How dare they call this an action movie? Action movie to who? Oh, it was so shitty. But I saw Clash of the Titans.
The new one.
Didn't you watch that already?
No. It was in 4-3D.
It was in wrong
4-3D. I was having none of it.
Made that mistake. I'm not doing it again. Actually, though, I have to say, I think I might have to break that 4-3D rule that I've made for Harry Potter when that comes out.
No, if that's the only way I'm going to see it, I guess I'll just have to see it like that. I don't want to. So I guess I don't have a choice. So Clash of the Titans. There is an action movie.
Actually,
I mean, it's not good. it's pretty meh. If I was a child growing up, if it was younger day, man, I'd probably love this movie if I saw this movie. You know, because it threw logic out the window almost immediately.
Well, I mean, come on, this is a movie about Greek gods. Where is the logic?
And, I mean, what disappoints me is that these guys had the perfect template to work from. They've been
Greek?
Three... There have been 3 God of War games. Well, like 4 God of War games. And they could have taken the God of War template and put it in this movie and have been fine. Just have him be overpowered and kill shit with weapons that nobody could imagine. But
you
they didn't.
What's funny is I saw that movie in the theater in 4-3D and I shit as a 3D was. I kind of took it as a fun little action adventure movie. It's not top tier action, it's mediocre, it's not terrible. The other day I turned on the 80s original.
Yeah.
And I was like the first 20 minutes and he released the Kraken within the first, and it looks like the 60s swamp thing. Have you seen the original?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but my goodness. Is it worth watching?
No.
That's a
please. It's nothing time on or cherished about that movie. Oh Lord. So many bad movies. What else did I watch? Let's not talk about that. I saw The Maid.
I've seen that around. Apparently it's really good. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's about a 7.5. It's about a maid. I can say by the two of you, you're quite shocked.
Does it star, what's her name? I can't remember her name right now. Jennifer Lopez.
Oh shit. Maiden Man.
Why would you think Fran Drescher was funny?
So the, she's Fran been.
Fran Drescher is not funny. Let's
so she's
straight.
Been. Thank you. Thank you.
Come on, Andrew. So how can somebody with a voice that sounds like nails scratching from the like chalkboard?
Like the death rattles of the unborn children. Not before it. Really? Really? She's been living in this house as a maid so long that she's essentially part of the family. And
sounds like the nanny.
Yeah. And then the family starts to do stuff that breaks the natural order. And the maid kind of goes crazy. She kind of does. And it's just the whole movie is her reaction to the family. They've kind of grown up and now no longer require all her services to that extent. And
all her services? What sort of services has she been providing?
Maidly services. Not the services that you're thinking of, some extracurricular services. Get your mind out of the gutter, sir. You're sick, I'm a sick man. That's what your maid is going to do. And mine.
Yeah, clearly.
It's really good. It's really funny. I know Douglas will probably watch this movie. I don't know about Andrew. Andrew doesn't like it.
I saw the poster and I was like, yeah, I don't feel like it.
You watch it. There's some key points in this movie that you'll laugh really hard. Really, really hard. I don't want to set up any of them because to give it away would have been unfair. Yeah, it's pretty, like, it's supposedly a drama, but there's a lot of funny moments. I don't know if it's deliberate. I laughed a good amount in this movie. Just her reaction to all the shit going on around her. I recommend this to movie buffs, not to regular. Most people find this movie, they'll probably find this movie boring. And subtitles. Lots of Jamaicans, art fans.
It's a foreign film?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was an English film.
No, it's
Spanish. Yes. It's, I don't know which country it's from, but I know it's in Spanish.
And I finally saw Big Trouble in
Little. I love that movie. How did you never watch that movie?
I don't know.
Listen, that is like a must watch for anybody.
The movie is so bad, it is good.
I'm sorry, when the names John Carpenter and Kurt Russell come together.
Look. I've seen the movie, whatever. I've heard people talk about the movie. Having watched it, I've seen like the movie going on television. I never watched it, but I saw that the Blu-ray had come out eons ago, and I finally got it and watched it. And that movie is something else. I mean, the acting is bad. The action is that movie. Part of me hopes that the dude, Ed Boon, who did Mortal Kombat, saw that movie and said, aha, I've got it. A fighting game with ninjas. I like it. Movie's terrific. Kurt is so bad. Oh, Jesus. Hello, I must say, some of the best English work from Chinese, Japanese people I've ever seen in a movie, even to this day. Their English is pretty good. Too bad none of that movie, nothing else in that movie is up to par, but it's still great.
I started watching this new TV show this week called Rookie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's only...
It looks horrible.
Three episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fourth
have
episode
aired.
Have
you seen the, like the posters and things that they have for it?
Who is in it? Or
I don't know.
The only person who I know the face of is the main person.
I've heard the name.
Who? I don't know her name. She was the lead in that movie, Stick It. She was the gymnastic girl.
Okay.
The gymnast.
Oh,
girl.
The 24-year-old.
Yeah.
They tried to pass off as 16.
Right,
yeah.
This is the
yeah.
young cops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen our promo
like,
for it.
I wasn't expecting much when I started to watch it, but I actually kind of like it. I mean, I'm not going to sell it as the greatest show ever, like, definitely no. But it strikes me as like a dramatic version with cops of Scrubs, because it takes you through.
So is it funny?
It's not funny.
Then don't say Scrubs.
That's why I said
Scrubs.
Dramatic version.
No.
Because it takes these rookies, a group of rookies, and just starts you off with them entering the police force.
Why can't we have
Canada?
A funny cop show
so,
of Scrubs? Why can't Scrubs be translated to
because
cops?
Scrubs just can't move on.
No,
the
but
question,
we can't
yeah.
translate it into cops.
The
it can't be that
here
hard.
Is Rookie Blue or Dark Blue?
Rookie Blue all the way.
Wow.
You've been wrong many times. You're wrong again.
It's not so much a procedural as it is just being with all of these characters day to day.
Yeah, but it's not funny.
It's interesting. I kinda like it. I'm not like yeah. It's only four episodes in at this point. Check it out. I definitely recommend it. Damon started off talking about football and how he had to get over his depression.
Yeah, Heskey's retired. Yay! You guys will probably fire a couple of stupid bastards.
No, didn't he say he kept his job?
Most of them are saying he's going to keep his job. They haven't made it official. No one's made it official.
It's Capella fault. Rooney can't kick a ball in a game.
Once the World Cup was over, I realized I need to find something to watch, and because I was still in football mode, I decided to finally sit down and watch Looking for Eric.
Jesus Christ.
Cantona!
Really?
Yes, really.
Please.
And I actually really like it.
Of course you do. You're a Man U fan. You have to buy Law or some shit.
It's about this guy, regular guy, who's having troubles at home with his family.
Right,
and
who's delusional.
Is his name Eric Cantona?
No, it's a regular dude. His name is Eric.
Of course
Eric.
His name is
Eric. And then his favorite footballer of all time is Eric Cantona. And so at one point he starts to imagine Eric Cantona giving him advice as how to...
Because if
life.
You want advice from a player, you want advice from one that fly kick a fan after a match. That is who you want to go to.
One where else would you have a treasure trove of such knowledge?
A French guy,
you know?
Who wears his colors upwards because he's retired.
No.
And the one who most French people hate. Do you know how hard it is to find French people that other French people hate? It's really hard. I think Napoleon might be the only one. And Cantona.
Henri's
gone to MLS to find glory in
America.
I mean, this is why I'll never respect MLS. You keep getting reject stars from other places. Will your league get better?
And he retired from international. Too,
yeah,
right?
He retired from being good. That's why he's gone to the MLS.
Do
you think
who
was going to put him on a national team playing in the MLS side?
I imagine.
Only Beckham can, only our England side, so worthless, can have someone playing in the MLS. Play in them national team. No other side.
I know. And you know, I read an article today that said that he wants to play in the 14 Olympics.
I hope he does. I know there's a geriatric.
Sorry, the
World Cup. There's a geriatric branch of the World Cup. 2014 G. Can get Desai and Pele and Maradona is going as the coach anyway. Never mind.
No. It's okay. It'll be like directors have directed themselves,
right?
He'll be the coach that coaches himself.
Right. And Cruyff can play.
If
Dunga can play.
Bergkamp, you see.
Burkamp is a professional, a retired a professional. He has silly shit like standards. I wouldn't dream of playing in a lower league.
But yes, I believe we were talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
Well, I was going to get there.
The Damn United. I heard that movie's great.
I heard it's
I enjoyed that movie.
It's kind of good.
Right, so now what's the other movie?
Other movie I saw this week, I finally watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Which is this science fiction.
I watched it too.
Musical.
Shit.
Like,
I've never seen it.
Like, it's a musical.
Oh, alright, thanks.
The rules are musicals.
Okay,
and Andrew,
so it's this movie. Feed.
Right, it's like
what?
No, I have to say, right? I don't know what the hell this guy is talking about. This movie is kind of awesome.
It's a Douglas movie.
The thing about this movie, okay. Here's the thing about this movie. I have a huge bias.
Yes, William Mitchell.
I'm sure you've seen the pictures.
Yes.
It's the movie, the musical where Tim Curry's in drag.
Okay. So that's it. That's the bias.
The bias is that.
I have watched
this movie before, but not properly. And the reason it wasn't properly is because I went to see this movie when I was in college. And how you watch this movie in, like, the States, I guess. Well, I don't know if it's just a States thing, but I was in
it's
the States at the time.
Movie.
But it's like, yeah.
Right.
It's like, so this thing has really gathered a cult following.
Right.
And how you watch it in, like, a lot of theaters now is that it's not really... You're not going to go to a big theater and watch it and sit down and watch it like a regular movie. What you do is you go to
a smaller theater.
And what people do is, well, there are a lot of events that lead up to it, but they actually act along with it. And it's
so they
hilarious.
Laugh at the movie.
Exactly. And that
would
is
make
how.
Any movie.
Yeah, that is how I watched it first. And so that is where my bias comes from.
Most bad movies better. I mean, not say any more.
No, I'm sure if I saw it like that, I might have a little bit more to talk about, but.
As it is now.
No.
Fair.
Like, I mean, the only good point
Look,
I can
Andrew,
give this movie is Tim Curry
Andrew,
has an awesome
you just said
voice.
There is, you just said musical and not like, and so that, this movie can't be good. Not in the logic, not in the normal way that, oh, this is good and this is bad. That's sad. I'm glad Douglas enjoyed it. Hold on to that memory. Don't watch it alone ever. Don't ruin it.
I watched it with him when he watched it though.
I still liked it. I've added one more reference that I will understand when I watch Spaced again.
What's that? Oh, Spaced. Okay, yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I know I'm sure I don't get half of the references that are in the Space series when I watch that.
I watched it recently, so...
I kind of like to watch it over every few months so that I go like, oh, no, I know that one because I've seen more movies. That's always fun. What else did I talk about? I saw St. John of Las Vegas, the movie with Steve Buscemi, and I don't remember his name right now. The black dude from Weeds.
Conrad. That's his name. Alright.
Fair enough.
And
by the way,
he was hilarious
in Blades of Glory.
Was he the coordinator?
Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The movie wasn't that great, but he was funny.
St. John Las Vegas is a pretty mediocre comedy in my regard, but he's hilarious. Because the way he is he just oozes intimidation. Like, there was one scene where they have to go to a strip club to investigate, to talk to the girl who is claiming that she was in the accident. And the guy says, send Steve Buscemi in. He's like, go on, get the girl. And you have to get her to give her a lap dance while she's in the wheelchair and shit. And then 2 seconds later, like, he's in a polo shirt and jeans. 2 seconds later, he walks in a full suit. Sunglasses, everything. One dude at the door sells him $5 entry, tells him fuck off and moves along. He gets every stripper in the room plus the gay bartender to pay attention to him. To leave, to make sure that the handicapped girl is alone with Steve Buscemi. And moments like that with Conrad is hilarious. The rest of the movie,
not so much.
I kind of like Peter Dinklage moments, but yeah.
Speaking of Peter Dinklage,
no, let's not talk about
the
movie. Please.
Death of the...
Please!
Did you watch it?
Did
which
you
one? The first one or the second
both
one?
Both of them. Why did anyone make
I like the original.
No.
He's crazy.
No.
Andrew, you're crazy.
The Chris Rock version.
You saw the Chris Rock version?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, did you see it before or after the first one?
I saw the first one.
Okay, so listen.
Almost when it came on.
So first off, if you see a movie with Chris Rock and Tracy Morgan and all these people, the first thing you're supposed to say is, this is horrible, I'm not watching.
Yeah.
But not only did you watch this, you watched this after you knew how horrible the original was.
I just wanted to reference it against the original. It's still freaking awful.
Well, I shouldn't say the first one was horrible, but it wasn't good. It was not good.
I mean, the parts where the guy was on drugs, kind of funny.
Alan Tudyk.
But
well, no, in this version it's James Marsden.
Well, I don't know which version we're talking
in
about
in both cases. I think that's the only part of the movie that's kind of funny. Everything else is just bad.
I'm sure if Hugh Grant was in it
anyway. I'd like to not talk about this anymore.
Yeah,
so can we continue, please?
Last movie I want to talk about since he spoke about
next
Greenberg,
I don't want to talk about it.
What did I just talk about?
The Bounty Hunter.
I was not going to mention that.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's the next
Sweet
one?
Jesus, that movie's terrible.
Predators. just came out yesterday and I went and I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I kind of feel cheated.
Wow.
I feel as if I was born like five years before, after I was really born, and therefore I probably wouldn't have seen the real Predator movie.
Right.
I would have been able to enjoy this film, because this film is really paint by numbers when they take the Predator.
So the entire time you were looking for Arnold and he wasn't present.
He wasn't there. I mean, Brody does a wonderful job.
But he's not.
But you
Arnold.
See, the thing is that Nimrod, and I love it that his name is Nimrod. That's just such. Like, I wonder
it's
how
such
his
a terrible
high school
person.
Life was.
He probably grew up in another country. Probably doesn't mean the same thing.
It's true.
His
like,
name was Ramsbottom.
I mean, even though.
Oh,
what?
There's some English dude that came to the hotel once, and his name, and I could make this up. His name is Ramsbottom.
Ramsbottom.
I won't say the first name.
What's his name? What's the first name?
Nah,
tell him now.
No,
come on,
legally,
come on.
No, but and he has two sons. Which the entire time I'm like
two
so
sons.
So it's church, right? But
they're calling out.
Could Andrew and Douglas Ramsbottom? How do they just not call the lads?
Andrew R and Douglas.
Right, when they do like roll call at school,
Ramsbottom.
When they hear your name raise your hand. So good.
Anyways, Predators.
Nimrod.
What was I talking? Nimrod.
Yeah.
It's as if these people didn't realize that the reason why the first Predator movie was awesome was that they gave a ridiculous action and they decided to star Arnold Schwarzenegger knowing that they wouldn't give him more than three lines.
Right. Talking was never.
However, in this movie, they give so many points where they want to have character exposition. And I mean,
to build a character.
Like, you can see that the acting is good, but it just doesn't fit in a Predator film at all.
I mean, I cannot. It's Matrix's fault. I honestly believe that is where people got it wrong. Because the first Matrix, they put in entirely too much talking. But because the movie was so awesome, right? People follow that. The reason people go to action movies is not to talk. Right, you don't need what the Predator should be the easiest action
you
movie ever.
Seen Predators,
no,
yet.
I refuse. I'm not destroy my the happiness
well,
I
Predator
feel.
Two,
yeah, because I had to. They tricked me. They put two after Predators. It was supposed to be good. I didn't do any better. But I've never seen the end of that movie. Because the second I realized that this wasn't the right Predators, I've never watched. And I will never watch
it. I have
to say,
this is definitely a decent movie. I don't want to knock it as a bad movie.
Look, Predators was awesome. They're like, these guys are Marines in the bush. Some shit is trying to kill them.
They had
artillery that no human had. And the aim was for them to kill them, and that is it. There's no need for exposition. Where did the predators come from in the first movie? No one knows. No one cares. Why? Just have conflict and have them work out that conflict through violence. That is all you need.
I will give you one tip. I do think there was one way for them to fix this movie perfectly. Instead of making Adrian Brody the star, make that Japanese dude the star, because like his fight scene, awesome. They're like, he's Yakuza, give him a samurai sword and we are going to make amazingness on screen.
Why can't we just shoot people and stab people and chop people like in the beginning? Why not? Directors, listen.
Yep, and that's all I watched this week that I'm going to talk about.
Fair enough. I saw shitty movies. You saw shitty movies. And Douglas escaped all of this by watching one.
No fear. How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little broad dime, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man.
Okay, we're watching Traitors, and we watched I Saw the Devil. Damon, what do you think?
Looks kind of awesome. I like Japanese movies where they're serial killers and drama. So hopefully it's good. The trailer looks, apart from being very blurry, it does look good.
Yeah, I agree. I think this trailer looks amazing. I don't know if it's Japanese, I figure it's Korean because the guy from Old Boy is in it.
Look.
I really don't know much about this trailer other than
anything
Old Boy.
From over there. China has the numbers.
Alright.
There's billions of them, so it's Chinese. Alright. They win with share.
Alright, I hear you. But this trailer looks really good.
All I heard was, I'm ignorant.
The thing about it is, I actually don't know anything about this movie. But it doesn't matter because it looks awesome.
Isn't that supposed to be how we judge movies?
Thank you very much. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
That would be the right way.
It looks really interesting, and I mean, it has Daisu from Old Boy in the movie somewhere, but I don't know what to say, really. I didn't understand what they were talking about. There were no subtitles.
I think,
they had like three lines.
Andrew's an enemy of fun.
Yeah,
pretty sure at this point. He's an enemy.
Alright, well, that's it. That's all we've got to say, then. It's kind of a funny story. Andrew, what about you?
You got a cigarette?
No, sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I just don't smoke.
No, I mean, why are you in an ER at 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
A lot going on in my mind lately.
Yeah, gotcha.
And this summer school application?
Why would you want to be in school in the summer? You should be on Coney Island bird dogging chicks.
Are you a doctor?
This trailer looks awesome. And it also helps that it's directed by the guys who did Sugar and Half Nelson, which I really, really love.
I need to watch that movie. I've seen the first half.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, of that movie.
Excuse me, sir. What do you have better doing that Half Nelson has been finished? Please tell me, enlighten me.
I have a lot of thesis in to do, okay? All right.
Still not a good enough answer. I'm very
sorry. I'll give him that. That's a good enough answer.
No, I'm pretty sure I've done a fair amount of thesis in my time. And
you put it on while you're thesis in, don't you?
I should. I really should. It might help.
All right, so is this trailer a funny story or not really?
Look, the dude who did Half Nelson is doing it, so I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. Despite him doing Sugar,
Oh, you didn't like Sugar?
Mm-mm.
It's a baseball movie. David just blocks it out of his mind as
such a stupid sport.
Baseball.
Could they have been playing cricket instead? Could have made the movie like a million times. Alright, never mind.
Okay.
So I'll watch it. I remember we were excited when we heard that he was doing it. So
you didn't know what it was
or
about.
Them or whoever it was that is doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you. The boy girl team behind Half Nelson and Sugar is there. I'm definitely watching it. At the same time, I like that.
Did you watch Sugar?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I like for that thing there is in it. Marshmallow or Marshall from the United States of Tara. I really like him and his show, and I hope that he translates that likability into, or maybe not the likability, but that well done acting into this. And I, of course, like Zach Galifianakis.
I'm glad he's big now.
I don't know if I am.
I
like him, but I think he's very much the same in almost everything he's in. But that may not be a bad thing, because like look at Hugh Grant and look at a lot of these other actors that I really like, and I know, you know, like Diego Luna is another one that kind of is the same thing in every movie, and I'm just like, I don't really care, I like them. So maybe he will become that, but right now I feel like he, at least to me, will become Jack Black very soon.
He is legitimately funny.
No, he is legitimately
where
funny.
Jack Black I wouldn't give him.
You know, my problem with him is
what?
And I guess it's really summed up in some of his stand up, and I've seen some of his stand up and he really is funny. However, in the movies, like, he comes off as something he says a lot in his stand up when, especially, he's dealing with hecklers, which I've realized he does a lot. He says, "Look here, this is about me and my beard. Now shut up and let me do what I'm doing." And that's what I feel it's about. I feel like, kind of like in Hangover, they talked about, like, don't be fooled by the beard, he's a real big baby. Like, that's his character, and that's what he's going to play in all of his movies, and I'm sure it's going to get tired really quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I want to try something. Andrew, we're going to talk about The Social Network, but you have 5 words.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles? I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
Site got 2,200 hits within 2 hours?
1,000. 22,000.
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions? You stole our website.
They're saying we stole the Facebook.
I know what it said.
So did we?
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
You're going to get left behind. It's moving faster than any of us ever imagined it would.
Behind.
Let's sue him in federal court.
I can't wait to stand over your shoulder and watch you write as a check.
You guys were the inventors of Facebook. You invented Facebook.
Is there anything that you need to tell me?
Your actions could have permanently destroyed everything I've been working on.
We have been working on.
Do you like being a joke? Do you want to go back to that?
Mark!
This is our time.
No more than 5 words.
Twitter is not the movie. It's not a movie about Twitter. It's about
Do I get one Fox character?
You get 5 words.
Mm-hmm. Just say the director. And the director, first and last name, is directing. 5.
Will this let Damien join?
Damien. Come on. Right. Damien, 5 words on this rubbish.
Sure.
That's 2.
Director. Movie.
Okay. All right. Fine. My 5 words is, the music was too loud.
Moving right along.
No, but hold on. No, seriously.
Like, I was serious. Director. Movie.
Like, we've actually spoken about David Fincher on this podcast before. We had a Fincher talk.
We had a Fincher marathon.
We had.
And do you remember when we used to do that? We used to watch, like, all of one director's movies in a week. What the hell was wrong with us?
Yeah, we thought we were better than we actually were.
I know! Who has enough time to...
I don't think there's a problem with that.
Shut up.
There's a reason for that, son.
Do you go around dressed like that in the day?
Yes.
Huh?
We're
What's wrong with how I'm
dressed
right now?
Where's your suit? Have you ever heard of a tie?
Get a job, sir.
I'm sure that's what people used to say to Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm pretty sure that's what people are still saying to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where's your suit? He's like, I invented Facebook, fuckers.
And then I put out an affidavit saying that he didn't, and he's like, well,
I mean, there's so many jokes that can be attached to this movie. Like, when are we getting the Twitter movie? And who would be cast in the Twitter movie?
No, I want a MySpace movie. MySpace was awesome.
And then some people like myself are saying, if we were cast in the Twitter movie, I'd have Philip Seymour Hoffman as a fail whale and Willem Dafoe as a tweet bird.
Wow, that's...
Is it because...
It's Willem
Dafoe!
Still not funny. Where's my ICQ movie? My MSN? My AOL? What was the AOL?
Is it
Instant Messenger called? AIM.
AOL Instant Messenger.
Is where's the Google movie? Because that's... Uh-huh. That might be the other one that...
No one wants to see...
Like,
those guys are efficient. It's been the most boring movie of all time.
20 minutes long.
Man, they just sit there. Alright, to index in the internet, start now.
Done.
20 minutes in, like, he's still sitting there. You know? And we hire some more people, and we're still searching shit. And we hire more people... I know, sir.
I know the words. Gmail.
Like, email sucks. So my name just gone in the account and start coding it. Some guy hacked your network. Hire him. Let's go.
Work.
Alright, you know what? I'm going to stop.
Look,
I love this trailer.
No, this trailer is bad.
This trailer is
Fincher.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Fincher
you.
Is
thank
the
you.
Only reason
thank
this
you.
This movie should
exactly.
be watch. It is sad that I'm saying this. Right, because this is the only part of Bombax movies that I connect with, is that those guys are high and mighty. They have this little bit of knowledge and they use it to tower over everybody else. And I don't want to be that person, but in this case I have to, because it's Fincher. And that's the only if it was based on trailer alone, if I could erase the fact that Fincher is in, I'd never watch this movie. Never. This trailer.
Thank you, sir.
Terrible.
Thank you. This trailer is terrible.
This is pain by numbers. If you were going to make a trailer about Facebook, this would be it. And it doesn't look interesting because those guys' lives were interesting. I don't want to say that.
I don't
want
to see.
Did
that.
You watch, what was it? August...
August Rush?
No, I didn't watch.
No.
I didn't watch that
one.
I actually saw that with, Adam Scott and
what's the dude from 40 Days and 40 Nights?
Jay.
40 Days and 40
Nights. My guy from Lucky 11.
Yeah,
Lucky
Josh number 7.
Josh
Hartnett.
Hartnett. Yes.
And it is essentially Facebook. Right,
what did you think of that movie, by the way?
It's alright.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. It was alright. It was okay.
August.
Right. That's what it's called.
It's essentially
August.
A movie about the dot-com bomb, right? When all this money came in from people saying that they were going to make shit on the internet, and then... what happens when it crashes? Except Facebook is going to be it not crashing. That's all it's going to be. And where's the drama in that? What the hell kind of drama is going to come out of the Facebook movie? He's going to say no to Google and that's it. Then I'll be bored again. What? Him going bang a lot of chicks? Or is going to
no, but then he's going to sell like none of his company for like $100 million
right.
dollars to Microsoft.
Oh, that's so awesome. Can I get a movie about OPEC and Exxon? How about BP?
It's called Syriana.
I want a BP movie. Where's the Microsoft movie?
Going a corner at this point.
Where's the Microsoft movie? Bill Gates looks
interesting. Okay. We'll stop making fun of you. Let's talk about the movie or whatever we're talking about.
Apple, Macintosh, where's the Mac movie?
What are we talking about now, Andrew?
They can make it in iMovie. It would be phenomenal.
If you start talking, he'll stop.
I tried to start talking.
Fair.
Okay, so talking about now?
What did you like about the trailer?
No, I don't want to talk about this trailer anymore. It's horrible. What are we talking about now?
You've been home.
Yeah.
Douglas asked us to watch The Girl Who Let Through Time.
Yes,
well,
I did.
Actually, he didn't.
I did.
Douglas asked us to watch some Korean movie that no one has ever seen and can't find. You can't, I mean, it's not even a black market somewhere. It can't be found on the internet. Think
which
you have
is
to,
impossible.
Right, think you have to stab some fool. It's coming across on some ship. Or
however,
it's ridiculous.
I...
So here lies the deal.
Yeah.
Right? This is how it worked. This is how I remembered what was going on, right? Because we spoke about this at the beginning of the last podcast.
I remember after you told me that he said that.
And
I remembered.
The only reason I remembered was because I listened to it. Because I edited the podcast.
Cheating. You're a cheater.
私、今野誠、17歳。親友は男友達のコウスケと千秋。いつまでもずっと3人一緒だと思ってた。私がその不思議な力を手に入れるまでは。
So, I think Douglas should start us off with a little synopsis as to what the fuck this movie is.
Okay, well, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. This movie is a Jap anime. And it is...
As opposed to another anime.
Yes, actually. As opposed to another anime.
It's actually, as I said before, it's a Chinese anime. Because right. they've won.
And they really did win. It's actually odd. In the sense that it's not... A traditional Jap anime. Traditional Jap anime. It's one of
naked girls.
One of two things, and you have both just said those two things. Action. Well, actually, three things. Action with a samurai sword. Action with a mech warrior suit or hentai porn. Right. One of the three.
I remember I used to watch Mattress. Oh, and Gundam.
It is neither of these
played
three
more
things.
Football than
so it's none of these three
Dragon
things.
Ball.
It's actually a real like movie. It's I was watching it again today because I had actually seen it from before, and I thought to myself that it actually can be compared to Groundhog Day. It's kind of a little bit like that. So it's about this girl Makoto, who. Through some series of events, kind of like...
Let's call it chance.
Call it being very stupid and falling down. She realizes that if she jumps high enough and almost dies, that she can go back in time.
Which is so... It's so awesome and then so scary at the same time.
It really is. But okay, so she finds out that she can go back in time, and this whole movie, even though it doesn't feel like it, it feels like it's over a very long period of time. It actually is only for the one day because she keeps going back and forth, right?
As if anyone has played Legend of Zelda
Ocarina,
the one after Majora's Mask. It's pretty much that.
I've played that. I didn't beat it, but I played it for a little while.
Because you're not. Good.
Because I don't own a...
Try sucking
own
this.
A 64.
You own a computer, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and not that...
not emulator that, doesn't ring a bell to you?
Not buying that excuse at all.
anyway, this movie... So this movie is about the girl who learns that she can go back in time. And she... it's essentially the skeleton of this movie is essentially the skeleton of Groundhog Day, in that she goes back in time, and it really is... You can look at it as a love story. You can look at it as a progression of character, or, you know, she's finding out something about herself, and she's moving on. She's... And why are you laughing? Anyway,
I'm looking through the credits right now on IMDb, and the girl who voiced the English version of Makoto...
Uh-huh.
The English version?
Yeah, the English dub of Makoto. She was an uncredited person in X2 who played Ice Cream Girl.
Wonderful. Wow. Anyway,
that's why I'm laughing.
Anyway.
So before dub, son.
Anyway,
so yeah, essentially... What this movie is she, you know, she, of course, wastes her talent on all sorts of foolishness in the first bit. And then later on realizes that there are certain things that, you know, are right. more important.
Right.
You know, like the people around her, the right. friends that she has. And
all her stupid actions have consequences.
Exactly. And she finds that out in the culmination of the end. You were actually talking about it yesterday. I'm not sure if we recorded it and let it loose, but
no.
you're talking about how when the bike keeps going. That's
right.
a point where she realizes, boy,
yeah.
there really are some major
repercussions
to what she does and what she changes. No matter how much she thinks they're small and all they're doing is making her look a little bit cooler or feel a little bit better. And she does in the end fall in love, just like Bill Murray, with, you know,
one
some guy. Yeah, the one of her friends. And
she's never a good idea, guys.
Exactly. You
never
know?
A good idea.
Yeah.
Bang chicks you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you guess.
That way you can just leave in the morning.
Exactly.
Or late at night.
Leave
depending.
The money on the table.
But no, this movie is really, really
yes.
good.
Like, did Miyazaki have anything to do with this?
I remember watching this back in the day because I kind of was like, you know what, I'm going to watch Japanime because Andrew loves Japanime so much. And I used to do the whole sci-fi
right.
business.
And then you grew
and I did. I grew
you got
out of
pants
it.
And balls.
Yeah. And then I was
not
like, you know what,
anymore.
let me look back at this stuff and see what it's all about. And
we know.
And this movie showed me that Japanime was not just those three
nonsense.
Things that
it
I told
was
you.
Just,
right?
just
there is some like really good stuff as opposed to Miss Paprika that we had to watch
oh,
the other Jesus. Day.
Why, Douglas? Why? Why? Oh, shit.
But no, I just have to tell you that this movie is great. The funny thing, though, is that I remember I must have watched this like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Was it that long? I don't know. A far ways back. And I remember at the time thinking, ooh, this thing looks really pretty. All the computer graphics are good. And then I watch it tonight and I'm like, not really.
No. okay.
I mean, they weren't horrible, but it's funny how your perspective changes in such a short period of time.
Yeah,
especially
what,
when it comes to that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of spoils. So, fun fact about this movie. Fun fact for you iPad owners out there. 2-3 million of you. I watched this device the first time on a 7-inch device that ran apps and was touch sensitive 4 years ago that didn't do proper HD.
What, the iPhone?
No. That didn't do proper HD. However, it wasn't nailed down because I watched this in. I'm pretty sure I didn't have to transcode it into anything. It just ran.
Fair enough.
There was about 120 gigs of space. I could download music off the internet or videos right into the device, and it just worked. But alas, it was in the past, shitty technology. But no, you guys are good, right? An 11-inch piece of plastic from Apple that can do none of what I said a while ago. That's great. This movie falls into the Ghost in the Shell category of anime. That is, it is legitimately good. I'm not just watching it because ooh, pretty pictures and I like to see cartoons doing shit. It is legitimately good. Cowboy Bebop's Knocking on Heaven's Door, that's another one. This one is very good. There's a few others. Akira, funnily enough, doesn't fall in this category.
Because
Akira is
terrible.
In the Dragon Ball Z category,
it's
where it's just
movie.
Nonsense. But I enjoy the nonsense.
I don't even enjoy the nonsense.
It's not a good movie.
It's foolishness. I don't understand how people love it so much.
Sure, it was done in, what, 89? And, I mean, no one had ever seen anything like it.
I suppose.
You haven't watched Ghost in the Shell, have you?
I have, but bits and pieces here and there. So I don't think I've watched
seriously.
The whole thing all the way through.
What is it that you
one,
do?
One sitting.
From watching good movies. I don't understand.
And this is something I can tell you. I started to watch it while I was in college. So that's at least what? When I was first year of college. So that's 2001, boss. 14, so, 9 years ago.
900 years ago. I mean, it was just... Wow. I remember watching it and, like, in disbelief. Because every time I see anime, I expect one thing. And when it doesn't do that, and Miyazaki's name isn't tied to it.
This is true.
Right? Miyazaki doesn't really... I just lump him into Disney. And like, this is a Disney theatrical movie. It's not really anime.
What about, what's that movie? The...
Pepper Cup?
No.
No. What about...
What's it, Fly... Grave of the Flies, Grave of the Fireflies. I'm trying to remember the name.
What the hell is he talking about? No idea, right? This movie is...
Yeah, Grave of the Fireflies. Fantastic movie, post-war film.
Never seen it.
It's an awesome movie. Watch it.
Sure.
It's not Miyazaki, but it's Studio Ghibli.
You see, his son has a movie coming out now.
Yeah, I saw that 2 years ago.
Really?
Yep. Tales of Earthsea.
Yeah, that one.
Saw that around 2 years ago. It's not that good.
Not Miyazaki. Hold up.
It's his son. I thought it was his brother.
This movie.
It's his son.
Right, back to The Girl Who Left You Time. It's better than it had any right.
Yes.
It's probably one of the best handled, in terms of logic, time manipulation movies that I've ever seen.
But I mean, no, actually, to tell you the truth, in terms of logic, well, I guess it depends on how you look at the logic of the thing. Yeah. I mean, if you go back in time, you really should be able to theoretically meet yourself because you were there.
Right,
but also, the way that they treat it is not that you go back in time, it's almost like a reset.
Right, exactly.
Right? So that is fine if you agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. Because instead of saying, I'm here and I'm going back in time, right? They essentially erase all that happened. So there's only one timeline.
Yeah.
What she is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So every time she goes back, none of what had transpired in that day mattered. She just hit a reset button. And seriously, if you go into that time movie, that's pretty much the only... Because if you start introducing other shit,
then it gets so complex. Yeah.
And... Time crimes dealt with it well.
And those
are the best examples, and they're still loopholes in that movie.
Back to the Future. That's what they did.
Damn right. Listen, you know what's great about Back to the Future?
That part 2 was even better.
I did like part 2.
None of it made any sense.
Shut up. But no. I mean, Eric Stoltz, it's like there was a reset button, because Eric Stoltz was Marty McFly, and then all of a sudden he became Michael J. Fox, you know. So there's that. Okay,
right.
Moving on. Andrew, Girl Who Left Through Time, what do you think? Because this is, I think, finally the first time that you saw this movie, even though when I watched this in 2005 or whenever the hell it was, I told him about it and said, this is a great movie. And he's like, yeah, sure. I never did anything about it.
He values other people's opinion.
How many movies have we named during this recording that we've said have watched?
You've just shut this up. I can't help you.
There's always going to be some movie that somebody hasn't watched. But when you get recommendations, I tell you,
both times, all three times.
So for you, it doesn't count.
No, because there's an attempt. And he works. You! No excuse.
Okay, anyways, Girl That Left Through Time.
Mm-hmm.
He hated it. I can tell you from now. I can tell you from now. Look at this rubbish. Look at his face. What are you going to say to me?
I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I didn't love it.
I'm sorry. All right.
No, hold on.
What?
No, wait.
What?
No, there's always some kind of logic behind this nonsense. Like, alright, let me...
I want to hear this Andrew logic.
Okay.
Hit me with your best... I mean, I'll give you time to prepare the Andrew logic. And I need to hear this.
Yeah.
Alright, here lies the thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a movie that I wanted.
It's not the movie, it's just me, right? Is this the argument that we're going through? I mean, come on, Andrew.
Hold on. No, this started out well, so let's go.
Like,
let's hear how far did hold.
I love the first two acts of this film. The third act, I'm not a fan of. Mm-hmm. I didn't, like, I get what they wanted to do and stuff, but I just felt... like they were playing into the romantic themes that they wanted, that they felt was worth looking. When I think it was more worth looking into, the fact that it was over at the end of that second act, and what happened, happened. I don't want to say it because if people are going to watch this movie, I don't want to ruin the movie for them. But you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Exactly what I'm talking about. Damien,
I have a clue what you're talking about.
All right. Are you talking about the declining numbers?
Right.
Or, oh, wait, are you talking about... You're talking about a bicycle?
Yes.
Okay.
A bicycle.
Okay.
And what happens when... Yes, the declining numbers.
Yeah.
And at the end of that second act, when they decide to introduce the fact that there's someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what they do at that point, mm-hmm. in order to create this third act. I would have preferred it in the film if they had not introduced that and just had... what happened, and we move into a third act of her dealing with the guilt at that point as to her repercussions. Because you talk about her realizing that there are repercussions to her actions, mm-hmm. even though she's doing this reset button constantly. And it kind of puts you in the shallow end when you're talking about the repercussions, especially when you have that third act they gave you. And I felt that finally they were going to throw me in the deep end, which is what I wanted, of her dealing with the repercussions of what she's done. But it felt as if they were like, okay, we're finally going to get perfectly serious about this story we're telling, and then they're like, it's a cartoon. We have to like make people under the age of 12 like me go that way. So I see Damon's face going crazy, so I'm ready. Come. like tell me that I didn't make some form of sense there. Come right. on. Darren is just at this point. Douglas is on his phone.
Oh, sweet mercy.
Alright, So Andrew. So you said that...
I think I'll just start texting you because I don't think this is going to go well.
You said that you wanted them to throw you in the deep end, right?
Yes, sir.
Fine. What was the third act exactly? Wasn't it her dealing with... She realized exactly what was going to happen, and she didn't know that she was ever going to get a chance to... erase what she had done. She didn't know that because the numbers had gone, right? She thought she was screwed, and the entire third act, right, revolved around her thinking that she was screwed
for around 2 seconds.
Fair enough, right? And then the second she went back, right, she devoted that entire third act into making sure that certain things didn't. How would she have gotten to that point if they didn't give you some sense that she had learned from all of this? How should I have changed any of what she changed in the third act? How would we have gotten to that final point if she hadn't learned? If she hadn't progressed in any way.
I'm not saying that she doesn't deal with repercussions in the third act. She does. But
so you just wanted her to be depressed for the third act?
Yes!
I'll give you that. They give her a freebie.
Yeah, like,
but,
it's kind of like...
But it's a freebie that... Listen. It's a freebie that makes this movie good.
Really? Like, that's what makes this movie good?
No, everything else makes it good as well. It's the... Shut up! Andrew!
Wait, no. All right, so... Aronofsky, he has this movie. Right? That everyone hates.
Something about a tree going into the space.
That everyone hates because of what happens to a certain mother at the end of the movie.
Ah, is this the one that I can't watch by myself?
Right.
Okay, yes.
So, is
yes.
that what you wanted this movie to be?
Yes.
Okay. But you don't watch that movie often. Why?
Because I find it...
How many times have you watched it?
Right.
I've watched it 3 times.
How many times have you watched it alone?
None.
Right. I watched it alone once.
So I... And, right.
But why are you still here?
Right. You
I
guys,
almost
why,
wasn't.
Why didn't you have to...
You guys find that movie very uncomfortable. I do not. I think that is exactly what happens when you're stupid. That is what they got, what they deserve. But I am that way because I'm a terrible human. I enjoy this movie because it gave her...
Are we talking about Requiem or...
Yeah, no, I'm talking about Requiem. I enjoy that movie because I'm a terrible person. Yeah. I didn't want Requiem for a girl that lived through time. Nobody wanted to see that movie. Nobody. You've never seen any... The reason, Andrew, that they had to... They gave her a freebie. The reason they ended the movie like that is because nothing leading up to that point would have given you the indication that this movie is going to end horribly. Right? Requiem, that entire movie was terrible. It was a drab, horrible movie from start to finish. To finish, right? The picture that they painted wasn't a pleasant one at any point. So they earned the horrible ending that they put forward on at the end of the movie. You cannot have a whimsical movie and then flick a switch and then turn it into a horror movie. That's not how it works, Andrew. You know that. So how was it that you wanted something that the movie gave you no indication of? How did he get to that point?
No, you know what? I don't even want to hear this argument. I'm not listening. His point of view is worth zero right now. We are now going to agree that this was a really good movie and that we will recommend it. We'll recommend it to everybody. Okay? Andrew, your point of view does not count. Now we're going to talk about what you wanted us to talk about. No, I don't even want to hear it. No, nothing more. Andrew, no.
I'm begging. Think about sympathy for Lady Vengeance, right? They spent that entire movie painting this bleak picture, right? And then right at the end, where everyone enjoys, because we all would have wanted to do exactly what those people did to that guy, right? That was their moment of triumph, and it just showed you that none of them were actually better than that man, because what they did to that man proved that they are probably somewhere deep inside of them just as evil as that man. So that movie shouldn't have been looked at as a triumph of the human spirit. It showed that everyone on some level is willing to do horrible shit to other people. But they earned that. Right? This movie was whimsical for 2 acts. And then this you wanted it to turn into The Shining.
Because
the flip of a switch.
I know. Right. Because right. He's crazy.
Yes,
no, that's,
you're enjoying
okay.
yourself. Guess what? Darkness.
Darkness.
What? So Andrew, no, Andrew. Stop, Andrew.
This one take the cake, you.
Okay.
I don't know anymore. I can't.
You know something? I always thought you were the most beautiful girl I ever seen.
Really?
Ever since I first saw you.
That's nice, Harry. Makes me feel like you know, other people have told me that before, and it was meaningless.
Why? Because you thought they were pulling your leg?
No, not like that. I mean,
week in the States, unfortunately not here. Inception comes out, and it's new Chris Nolan film, Damien's favorite director of all time. So right now I'm going to state from now, Damien has to be quiet for at least 10 minutes to allow us to pretend to talk about this before Damien's bias walks
and
in.
Continue puzzling right. Nonsense that he said not 5 minutes ago.
These two directors who are renowned, and I love both of them. Both their first film came out in the same year, 1998. One was Following, which was Chris Nolan. The other one was Pi, which was Darren Aronofsky.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, those films are very comparable, very easily compared, because they're the same genre, but done by two different kind of filmmakers.
And one was good. One was good, and the other one was mediocre. I'm sorry, not so
bad. No. Okay, I don't have this huge bias, right? And I have to admit, I have to say up front, I still have not watched Following, but I did watch Pi.
Mm-hmm.
And
which one do you think it?
Right? You're being flattering.
So I was thinking it'd be funny. No.
I bought that. That was the first DVD that I owned.
It's going to be okay.
And then I gave it away. You know why? That movie was horrible.
I like it as a footnote to that comment. Douglas also gave away Taxi Driver.
Okay, so I gave away Pi because it was horrible. The only reason I actually bought and I still own Requiem for a Dream is because somebody showed me a couple clips and I didn't know who directed it. If I had any clue that Aronofsky directed it after I watched that rubbish that was Pi, I would have gone running in the other direction. Right? I don't care about Taxi Driver. Taxi Driver is not in this thing. Right? So listen. Darren Aronofsky has shown himself to be of worth. Mm-hmm. Except for he's had a few hiccups. First was Pi. And really, that was more than a hiccup.
That's alright. That's a false start.
Has he done more than four movies? He's done Pi,
and then,
Requiem for a Dream, The Fountain,
and then
the
there was The Fountain. And I know you love it. And I know you love it. But listen, Fountain is foolishness. Exactly. What the hell is that?
And one ring to rule them all.
this movie is just stupid. I don't get it. I don't. Whatever.
It's artsy. You just don't understand.
No. Listen, you of all people should know. You of all people should know that artsy and me is not like. I enjoy artsy. that tree flying and Rachel Weisz being there and what the hell?
First of all,
and all of a sudden, she is pretty. She is one of the oh my goodness. But all right, so listen, how did it go from I am what's his name? Guy Pearce? No, not Guy Pearce. Other Australian guy. Wolverine. Okay, so how did it go from I am Wolverine? No, his name is Wolverine. So how did it go from I am Wolverine in today's time as like some sort of medicine man to I am Wolverine in the Queen's Army of 1542 or 1264, whatever ridiculous thing it was. And then all of a sudden, I am Wolverine in 5568 flying some sort of futuristic spaceship powered by a plant.
Look, he was
flying a bubble.
Are you really asking questions or are you just venting?
A bit of both, actually. That movie was bad. It looked pretty. It was pretty.
That is an unfair statement.
Boy.
Say you don't like the movie.
I don't like the movie.
The directing was good. The acting was good.
The story was just a piece of shit.
The music was good. And you did not enjoy the story.
I love the music.
Alright, so let's think about this. Just mathematics
and
wise. Mathematics wise, this is 2 out of 4. 50%.
No. Because if you break down the film,
points. You know what? I'll give you 2.5.
No,
I give you 2.5.
Right,
2.5 out of 4.
Story is weighted, right? So you do a weighted average, right? Then, even based on your map, said the story is absolute nonsense. All the other 3 points would have bring it to a 6.
No, boss. No, boss. 2.5 maximum. Right?
Out of 5?
Out of 4. Where's the 5 coming from?
Oh,
is there
out
a 5th?
4, right. 2.5 out of 4.
Is there
that's
a 5th?
About 6 out of 10. That's right. That's
good. All right. That's good. I'm not saying I don't like... I love Darren Aronofsky.
I just know how quiet I am at this point.
Yes.
I don't want to... ruin Douglas's rhythm, you know.
Wait, why have I missed out something? Is there a movie that I haven't? Okay, now let's talk about Chris Nolan mathematics wise.
Wait, but The Wrestler, you haven't spoken about.
No, I love The Wrestler.
Okay,
come on.
Alright, so he's 1 for 4 of the movies that he's made. No,
I've seen all of his movies,
right, so
and I love
one.
The Wrestler. I love Requiem for a Dream,
oh, right. So
and
two,
I gave you the
four.
I gave you the half for that
Fountain.
Rubbish
oh.
Fountain.
Oh.
So 2.5. Now we talk about Chris Nolan. Memento is spectacular. It is the wind beneath my wings. We've got Insomnia, which was rubbish.
I know
a lot of people don't agree with me, but I really didn't like Insomnia. No, I love Robin Williams. I can see the merit of the story. I can see that the direction was good, but something about it I just didn't enjoy. So maybe I'll give it like a quarter.
I think it's what's her face.
Hilary Swank. Yes. I'll give it a quarter. Right? Come on, Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. Psh, amazing. Right? Prestige. Pretty freaking awesome. I haven't seen The Following. But let's say that I take out The Following from this. That is what? 4.25 out of 5? That is way better than Mr. 60%. Alright? So,
So
I think that goes to Chris Nolan.
Plus, if you look at money.
I have a little running bet going online that I don't think Inception will break 100 million.
You're so wrong. It's not even funny.
I'm calling it from nowhere.
Worldwide or just in the States?
Just in the States.
No. Worldwide is easy. But in the States, yeah, I can see Andrew being correct.
The third trailer that they're showing in most theaters have people shooting at other people. It's 100 million stats.
Let's start with Nolan. All right. These are two directors who I believe are sitting on 100%. Without a doubt. Right?
Okay.
I was with you on Insomnia. I rewatched it this week. Like, I'll be the first to admit it, I was wrong. That movie is fantabulous and it just came out on Blu-ray.
Did he just say fantabulous?
I think he did.
Al Pacino is great, and I love Robin Williams in that movie. There's this one scene where they're on the phone talking to each other, and Robin Williams is telling him exactly what was going on when he actually killed the girl. And that scene alone is just brilliant. There's so many moments in that film, like when he's chasing Robin Williams over the logs, and when they're going through the fog, and he ends up accidentally shooting his partner, and all sorts of things. There's so many moments in this film where
Swank not being a pretentious ass.
where Nolan shines in that, in his thriller moment, because he generally does thrillers. That's his bread and butter.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean we all love The Dark Knight and stuff, but thriller, that's his bread and butter.
He did thriller.
I actually found out that Insomnia is a remake.
Yeah, it's from the same guy that did Nocas.
Oh, I want to go and find the original.
No need.
Don't look for it.
Chris Nolan.
Have you watched the original? Are you telling me that the original is bad?
No, it's lesser. It's mediocre. It's just not as good. It's one of the few remakes that point for point is better, but you guys can go ahead and watch it. I don't even remember the name of that movie.
It's the same name.
Except
really?
in Swedish or
yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever, right.
The one movie that I think definitely isn't a 10 out of 10 straight for Nolan, and it's mainly because it's a setup movie, is Batman Begins. I'm not going to lie. It's a great movie and I love it, but it's not a 10 for 10. Like,
no, he knows better movies than better origin movie. He knows better origin movies than Batman. Like, Ang Lee made one. What's the name of that one?
The Hulk. It was a Hulk. Was that the one?
No, it's not that one. Power Rangers.
That's
first Power Rangers with one set up
with the White Ranger.
With White Ranger coming to
save the day. Oh, jeez. So, Andrew, continue.
Okay, right.
Are you finished? You're finished.
I'm finished.
Damien.
I'm finished.
Damien. So why? No, I know exactly what you're going to say, but I just want to ask you. No, stop. I just want to ask you why. Why do you think that Aronofsky is so much better than Chris Nolan? Because I know that's exactly what you're
saying. Right. Because odd movies like Requiem and the rest of them, everybody knows that. He flew a tree into space. No one else has done that. I mean, he's a visionary. This man, his creativity is... right. I do love Aronofsky. I'm not a fan of his first movie. I don't know what 100% him get from that first movie.
Yeah, really?
With Dark Knight, Batman Begins 10, and the nonsense that was the first movie is a 10. How is Aronofsky's first movie a 10? If Batman Begins is a 10 and
he's following a 10?
Following is pretty... It's more a 10.
No, what is following?
Alright. Following, based on Chris Nolan's track record, Following is a 9. It is... To me, it is his second best movie.
What's his best?
Dark Knight is far.
How is Memento not his best movie? Memento
no,
is
sir.
Nolan's best movie
no,
to date.
No.
I have to watch Memento again.
Look,
still, but...
I love... Love Memento. And if it were on someone else's best movies list, it would have been his best. But in terms of my attachment and my enjoyment of all his movies, Dark Knight is one.
So hold on, you're
following
saying
on
Dark
Memento.
Knight following
and
Memento?
No. Dark Knight following on Memento is here.
Oh, so I was about to say, if Memento is on the following Knight, that's,
no,
that's,
no,
that's
no,
going
no.
even further.
No, and if I were pressed, it would be Dark Knight, Memento, then following, and Batman Begins, and Insomnia.
Prestige is last.
Right, Prestige.
Yeah,
Prestige
is the one that you always forget about,
right.
Because it kind of happened in between the
right.
two big ones.
Prestige
and
would be,
didn't get as much, like...
Prestige would be above Batman Begins.
You think so, really? Above?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Origin stories.
Because
don't get me wrong.
Batman Begins. I used to think badly because after the Dark Knight, I'm like, really? So I went back and I saw Begins, and Begins is really good.
It is
more good than it had any right.
Damn right. Listen, that movie, I remember watching it and I cried at the end.
That Dark Knight
because
was
it was
that
so
good. Because that first movie set a bar that was like really high.
I mean, I remember watching like before it came out. Like HBO used to have, you know, these making of things, and Christian Bale was all like, "Oh, we use this this new type of fighting style where you use your elbows and you do this." I'm like, stop being so pretentious. It's just a flipping Batman movie. Oh my goodness.
I remember when I finally acknowledged that that Batman movie was a genuine Batman movie and it's in the same making of thing. When I saw the Batmobile, like the second I saw it, I went, these guys, like, first of all, I absolutely hated the tank. When I saw it before the movie came, I'm like, this Batmobile looks stupid.
Yeah.
This is not real Batman.
And you saw the Batman.
No. Till I saw what they did with it in the movie. When I saw that shit take off and drive on top of roofs and destroy shit, I'm like, yeah, this is what? So if you're fighting crime, you don't need a Lamborghini. You need this. You need a tank. That's how you get shit done, son.
Yeah, bitches.
Like, this movie, from top to bottom, fantastic. And I mean, Nolan just who cares?
All right,
Nolan. Like that is why he has elevated himself to my favorite director, because all of his movies. Like, I was hoping, I remember when I watched The Following, I was hoping that it would have been bad.
Because then I could have said,
all right, I can see the progression. But his first movie was great. I'm like, no, youth. It can't be that good. There's something wrong. Like, I'm like, much like Pixar, I am waiting for the fall off. I know there'll be some jump the shark moment for, like, I give Wally a lot of shit, but that is just because he didn't live up to what I wanted that movie to be. He then went off in some weird direction.
Wait, stop. Andrew. Wait, just calm down for a little bit. You need to cut that out.
I'm ready to cut it. I give Wally a lot of shit, but
No. Edit it out. That was not said, Andrew. That was not said.
But I know. Eventually, both of them. Right. I'm going to
Cars.
Right there. I like Cars too. They're going to hit.
You just don't like the Blu-ray.
They're going to hit a wall, and then it's just going to be like they're going to fall so hard. Right, it won't be like something like half-ass. It's going to be like the Happening type nonsense, because he can't hover at that high.
Chris Nolan is going to be the next Woody Allen.
It's going to be worse than that. Right? Because when Woody Allen started to decline, he didn't go straight to whatever works. Right?
Whoa.
Right? He didn't go straight to that.
Did you see Vicky Cristina, by the way?
I enjoyed that.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. He won't just go straight to whatever works. These guys have been so high so long. They're going to lose touch with reality. And we're going to get a 2001 from one of them.
Whoa.
Are you with me on 2001?
It is garbage. It's not garbage.
I'm so happy I've never clearly, that movie.
Clearly, I need to watch this movie because I really want to. And
people give it a pass because of who made it. And that is nothing about that movie is a good movie. That movie is bad.
What do you think about Clockwork Orange? You watch that one yet?
Yeah. What doesn't everybody like that movie? You don't like it?
I love that movie. Oh. Andrew, on the other hand, is what? Crazy.
Oh, well, at least you don't like 2001. You're not wrong all the time.
Broken watch.
I just like to make sure that this is officially said. Aronofsky greater than Nolan.
Where? I thought you would.
Where?
But no. Let's stop. Listen. Let's not argue with it because stop.
As with
the girl who leapt through time, we know what's lovely. Right and we know what's wrong.
One plus one is something else. It's chicken. 1 plus 1 is chicken. Andrew. Andrew Robinson.
Talking about that. Did you see that? Courage the Cowardly Dog got released on DVD.
Yes. Thank you. This will make me very happy. Oh, thank Jesus.
I think it's on Blu-ray as well.
It could be on laser. This guy wouldn't care about that shit. Put it. So it comes with that giant banner. Courage is so good. Can we just get, like, for the 2 year span that they were good, can't I get all of them sat except Corn Chicken? Because the one time you hear Super Cow, that's all you need. You know, it's never funny ever.
I don't know why people like that show at all.
Dexter's Super Cow. Laboratory.
Dexter was good.
Do you like
Johnny Bravo was good.
Samurai Jack.
What the hell is that?
I know.
Samurai Jack, no.
No love for Samurai Jack.
Dexter.
Didn't Manda get his own, like, little spin off?
Dexter, Courage, Johnny Bravo. That's it. Don't need anything.
I found out recently that they made a teenage version of Powerpuff Girls. Like, you saw them grown up.
Oh, that's great.
And it's not like some dude who drew this and puts that. No, it's actually a show that was made on Cartoon Network for a short while.
Oh, I got Cartoon Network when it was good. Oh my god. Remember that? I think it was from 4 to 6 where they only showed anime. It was like Gundam Wing, Dragon Ball Z. and some Yu Hakusho used to come on at the show. Daytime.
No, no,
and Kenshin.
Like
it was. I mean,
Yu Hakusho is still good.
Like, no, no,
watch it,
no, no.
Awesome.
I mean, it was 2 solid hours of awesomeness.
I actually got the whole of Yu Hakusho.
What did they used to call
it?
Something.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
they used to call that block. The,
yeah,
they,
Toonami.
Yeah.
I actually thought because recently
Jesus.
they killed because Toonami shifted to the night at
right.
one point. But officially, they killed it.
Oh.
Like they had a huge montage
right.
about the days of Toonami.
Right. I need to get a clip of the Toonami promo. I like run it as my background. Or
I love
how
we started
awesome.
With Nolan and magically we're at Toonami. And with that, we'll say goodnight. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
Just remember, 1 + 1
is chicken.
You can follow me on Twitter at Gman Reviews, and you can find the podcast on GmanReviews.com as well as iTunes and the podcast alley.
Yes, and you can follow me at DJR Lost His Name on Twitter. You can also follow Damien at Soccer Jersey with a Z.
Damien White
on Twitter.